6:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Ed Norris is on vacation. What's up, Jeremy?
What's up, man? Midweek. We're getting through this.
That's right.
Orioles going to be buyers now, winning 3-0. I told you, man.
It's 4 in a row?
Yeah. Well, yeah, after taking 3 from the Blue Jays here, and of course,
five in a row.
Yeah, Sunday and Saturday. Yeah, they won both of those days. And it's just funny, like I was telling you, reading some of the people that comment on the trades that have been made thus far. The same person yelling, you got to sell, you got to get rid of all these players and get something back. And then they see what you get back. It's like, well, I don't want minor leaguers. I want major leaguers. I don't know if you guys know this. What's happening when they sell is that they're getting rid of pieces and they're building for the future, not for right now. Now, the ironic thing with the Orioles is they're in on a couple of pitchers with some controllable years.
Major leaguers, legit major leaguers.
Yeah, the names in that grouping were Sandy Alcantara, Joe Ryan, Mackenzie Gore, and I think it said Cabrera, and I'm assuming that's Edward Cabrera with the Marlins because they're sellers as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
He faced us here, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was throwing like that 92-mile-an-hour changeup.
I think at that point his whip was really low and his ERA was in the threes, maybe four. He tends to give up the long ball, but that guy's got great stuff. He's a fly ball pitcher, so you're going to have home runs if you're a fly ball pitcher.
Right.
You just are.
Yeah. Felt good, though, beating them up. Do you think there's going to be an issue today? Because in this series, there have been, five hit batters so far?
I'm sure there will be.
Will they save it for the last time they play one another, or will that go down today?
I don't know.
They hit Jackson Holliday in the game yesterday, right? I thought that was kind of intent.
I mean, there might have been some. Maybe they bring in Sir Anthony Dominguez to throw at his former team. You know, the funny thing about, their talk, it is hysterical seeing a guy walk from one clubhouse to the other. And the same thing happened in the minor leagues for the guy the Orioles got.
Yeah, they were playing one another.
And even in seeing that, and Sir Anthony Dominguez after the game, I don't know if you saw this on the Blue Jays network, he said we while talking about the Orioles. He's like, I forgot. You're not we anymore. You might say we, but it's going to be when you get to
French.
Yeah, up to Montreal or somewhere.
How about Acuña Jr., man? Sore Achilles.
Yeah, Achilles tendonitis.
And he admitted that he's worried. He's concerned.
Well, I mean, who did we just watch in that we were talking about? Oh, Jason Tatum playing through his injury.
Not only him, but the guy from
there's another one too.
Who's the Pacers?
Oh yeah, Tyrese Halliburton.
That's the more, because Tatum didn't really have a warning for his.
Tatum was banged up and playing, all those guys on the Celtics at the end of the year were banged up trying to play through it.
Halliburton was complaining about that Achilles the entire time.
Yeah, they kept saying calf, and then all of a sudden, I don't know if people, the calf is right there where the Achilles is, so you can understand why the pain, somebody would point to that, but how are you going to sit out in the championship series?
Well, that tells you that, these guys, these athletes have a commitment to the teammates.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about this much, but the shooter with the NFL headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy.
Yep.
I read this on ESPN. A gunman who killed 4 people at Manhattan office building before killing himself was trying to target the headquarters of the NFL, but took the wrong elevator.
Where the hell are you going, Chief?
You took the wrong elevator. 27 years old, Las Vegas casino worker.
Shane Tamura.
Yeah, never played in the NFL. He was talking in the NFL, but
he said he was a good high school player, won some championships in high school, and then there was something else I read about him playing in Canada. I don't know what the extent is, but you were asking, why is he going to the NFL?
Yeah.
And I said, man, you're going to drive yourself crazy trying to figure out what a crazy person's doing.
Yeah, I mean,
why they're doing it.
I'm like, dude, you're going after the NFL. For what? You didn't play for them.
I didn't want this 17-game schedule messing up. 16 was perfect. Now, who knows?
It's craziness, man. There's a lot of craziness going on.
It's like there's nowhere you can go anymore and just feel like it's safe.
My head's on a swivel all the time.
Yeah. I've always had it because I feel like when I walk in a room, I look like I'm paranoid, but I'm checking out everything. I don't know if it's from just how I was raised or, from a sports standpoint, your peripherals are always on, but you watch me and I'm surveying the room. And a lot of times I don't like sitting with my back towards the door.
I never sit with my back to the door unless I'm at a place where we have 2 doors. You know, sometimes you go to the bar and there's you know, the bars with the garage doors.
Yes.
So the front door is there in front of you, but they got this big garage door there. So which door do you choose?
Yeah. They have a couple of those in Fed Hill.
Yeah, they do.
But yeah, look, man, it's seeing these types of things. The sad part is I feel like a lot of us are numb to it because it happens so often.
And that's the part problem about it. I never tell you why I moved to South Carolina when I realized I needed to move to South Carolina.
No.
I came home from, I finished all my tour, TDYs, with the Air Force. And my buddies and I, when I was living in the Bel Air Moravia area, we walked up to this one church on Urban Avenue above Bel Air Road one Saturday night to play basketball. Like, I had a car, but it was like six of us. I wasn't piling all in my little car. So we just walked. It was, you know, good walk in the winter. And when we came, we're walking home late that night, probably about 10:30. We noticed some guys at the top of the hill just staring at us. And they stepped walking towards us, and we kept looking back. Next thing we know, we start seeing concrete pop. Oh, they're shooting. We ran. Banged a left on Bel Air Road. When we thought we were safe, we stopped at the sub shop. Then we went from the sub shop to my buddy's house and played some Sega Genesis. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, wait a minute. This is normal.
Yeah.
Nobody called the police. We stopped to get food and play video games after getting shot at. And that was the night that I said, yeah, I'm moving. Because I just finished. That's when Bill Clinton shut down Myrtle Beach Air Force Base. Mm-hmm. And one of my last TDYs was going down there and doing security and all that type of stuff. That was one of my last TDYs. And I came back. Now, I had already talked to my uncle down there. And like that conversation came back to me that night, like, yeah, it's time to go. When that is normal, then I need to get out of here.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, you look at some of the situations that you find yourself in, even as, you know, kids growing up in poor areas and not even realizing it. And some of the stuff that bleeds over to other areas, it's just crazy to see. Like watching that shooting, I don't know, did somebody send it in our group chat or was it another one I was in Fed Hill? Maybe Ed sent it. I don't remember. Like, and you just hear all those.
It must have been Ed because it wasn't me.
Pops going off and you're like it's just people out having a good time.
For
that
no reason, man. Absolutely no reason. This is what's going on here. At Fed Hill, it's no place safe. The answer is no.
I got up behind that cannon on the hill. Yeah, you want to mess with me? Look what I got. No. You had your girls out there running their asses off, didn't you?
Yeah, Saturday. Every Saturday.
Every Saturday?
When AAU is over. From that Saturday to when school begins.
You know what's funny is
early Saturday.
I used to eat that stuff up, and now I look at it as like, yeah, but if I go up that hill, I got to come back down it. Why don't I just stay here? Because it's perfect.
It's an hour workout.
Running hills is no joke, man.
One of the parents on my team said she took her daughter out. They work out together. And she said she's been doing a lot of leg work like the weeks leading up to Fed Hill. And she says when she goes down, she comes back up, Fed Hill. Fed Hill. Saying, it's coming.
Yeah.
Anticipating. That girl's no dummy. World is stupid at 6:45, but on the other side, the Birds. You know, it had been years since the Birds swept the doubleheader, and they did it twice this year. Yep. Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
Really proud. Today was a long day, but awesome day for the boys. And Corbin coming in, getting his first save. BY pitched great. You know, Kobe's been playing great. Yeah, it's fun to see the young guys ball out, you know, score a ton of runs and three wins against a really good team in the Blue Jays, and it's fun to be a part of.
That's Ryan O'Hearn, Orioles sweep a doubleheader. Guys, can I ask you a question? And I'm strictly asking this for a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Give your answer to that friend. Did Jeff Hoffman blow a kiss last night to the Orioles dugout?
I didn't see him.
Blew a save. He blew a hold. But did he blow a kiss? Look, Mary Franklin, you got a 4.87 earned run average. Maybe those MRIs were right. Maybe those medical reports. Now, your whip is 1.08. Okay, hats off to you. But you got a 4.87 earned run average.
But the point
karma is a mother.
So what did he get, a three-year deal?
Yeah.
So, again, it's not necessarily just about year one. When you're looking at the health, you think something's going to wear down. So we shall see.
And we can't eat contracts around here.
Yeah.
We can't. I just wanted, you know, hey, we waiting for our kiss, man. Orioles taking care of business. You know, it, normally when you say, hey, they had a major league, tied a major league record for sack flies, you're like, oh, man, that's all they're getting for sack flies. No, but they scored 16 runs in that game. They scored 11 other runs in that game other than sack flies. Charlie Morton goes out with a quality start, 6 innings, 3 runs, 8 hits. Didn't have his best stuff, but then again, just Charlie Morton-like. Cano going out and getting an inning. Geraldo going out and pitching 2 innings and closing that thing out. Orioles just mopped the floor with him in the first game.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like I blinked and I was like, oh, what happened there? Initially, because I'm watching the first game and I'm going, how many damn sacrifice flies are they going to hit in this game? And then obviously the floodgates open up. Somebody even said something to me because there's a guy that subscribes to my site and he says, day after. All my home run calls, I think he bets them the next day. because like I've been day aftered by everyone, and here goes Gunner. Needed him over 1.5 bases 2 days ago, and nope, he decides to hit the home run the next day. But look, man, this is fun to see, and this always takes me back to the point of what we talked about. You guys can't tell me that injuries weren't the main cause of everything that went wrong this season.
First game, Lana, Westberg, Laureano, Henderson, O'Neill, Urias, Mullins, Mayo, Couser, Jackson. The only people you have in that lineup that were not here on opening day were who? Mayo and Jackson?
Yeah.
That's it. You got 7 out of your 8 players in the lineup who were with you on opening day. Fast forward, Jeremy, to the second game. You open your lineup. Holiday, O'Neill, Henderson, Rutschman, Laureano, O'Hearn, Urias, Mayo, Carlson. Carlson was in opening day lineup, was he not? Or opening day roster, was he not?
No, I think he got called up.
Okay, so again, 7 of the 9 players were on the opening day roster.
I think did he get called up after Couser got hurt?
He may have.
Yeah.
He may have. Yeah, but that's, they're getting healthy, and the big boppers are getting healthy, man.
And by the way, nobody's saying if they, like, this is the problem I have, because I can look at you and say, I didn't like this signing in the offseason, I think they should have done this. Everybody knows better after the fact, right? Like, there are still people complaining about the Kyle Stowers trade with what Trevor Rogers has been doing. And I'll say this, I'd rather have that starting pitcher under control than a good outfielder. And they're both streaky. We don't even know if this is going to be who they are going into next season. But with all that being said, like, fans are just going to bitch the bitch.
Yep.
Like, again, talking about somebody who was like, oh, they need to trade everyone about a month ago. You need to trade, you need to move this, blow this thing up. Then they make trades. I don't want minor leaguers. What do you think they're doing? How long have you been watching baseball? If you're out of it, most teams are looking for minor leaguers and trading off expiring contracts. On occasion, you will see a situation like this year where this is an anomaly, in my opinion. If you look over the last 3 years, this is the outlier, not the other two. I expect the team to be good. And that's why I'm comfortable with the core moving forward and adding some stuff in the offseason. So, you know, the injuries are not the sole reason things went wrong, but it's a huge part of it.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And then the Orioles, first of all, let me go back to the first game. And
real quick, one other thing that JCM wrote was that if the Orioles had played like they played under Mancino the whole year, they'd be tied for the second wild card spot.
Is it me, but in these games where they score a lot of runs, it feels like a boxing match with the first 4 or 5 innings, they jab, 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 and then later on knock you out. Like yesterday, it was four to three. And then all of a sudden in the bottom of the 6th inning, bam, 6 runs. Bottom of the 7th inning, bam, 4 runs. They just, whenever they score a lot of runs, it's that late, you saw it over the weekend, it's that late rush that eventually knocks you out.
Yeah, it's like a piranha coming in. Somebody takes a nibble, then there's another nibble, and then before you know it, ain't nothing left on that bone. and that's what we were missing this year. Like, we kept talking about how they couldn't hit with runners in scoring position, how they struggled against the lefties. And, you know, watching Lauer yesterday, you're going, all right, when's it going to happen? And then, boom, you know, you see them score some runs. But again, they still have questionable numbers against lefties this year, but they haven't been healthy all season either. And, you know, look, I'm kind of curious how things go, depending on who all they trade off and what the rotation looks like. But I would not be surprised if they're playing better than 500 ball even after they make these trades and blow up the bullpen and the rotation.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't shock me.
410-583-1057 is the number to come back. Pitcher's duel in the second game. You know what I'm really intrigued by? He's done enough to really intrigue me, Jeremy, to wonder what he is actually capable of. Brandon Young. I'm kind of intrigued by him.
Yeah.
He goes six innings last night, two runs, six hits. I think, what, two of his last three starts have been pretty good?
Yeah, the issue I had with him is the same with, like, a lot of young pitchers, is that he will, getting through the order two and three times, I think you start to question it to a degree. Mm-hmm. And he's another one of those guys that tends to have the rough inning. Like, he could have a start where he goes five innings, but in one of those innings, he gives up four runs. The other four, he's really good. It's like, you got to eliminate the big inning. It's okay. You're going to give up runs. Nobody's going to have a perfect ERA. And hell, if you have an ERA of 4.5, which means you're giving a run up, you know, almost every inning, you know, or half the innings if you were pitching nine. Like, if you have a 4.5 run ERA, that's average in this league.
And Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman coming up big at the bottom of the eighth inning in a 2-2 game. Back-to-back doubles, getting a save. Corbin Martin was sweating bullets. Mm. They had to bring a towel out to him. And fortunately,
too hot.
Bo Bichette decided to swing at the ball to the bill of his batter's helmet to get out of that game. He picks up his first career save. Orioles win, sweep the doubleheader. Let's go out to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, good morning.
Man. Hey, man. We back, man. We back. Five games in a row.
Look at you.
Hey, no, but I was down at the game last night.
We went to the first game, me and Robbie.
Yeah, I seen y'all down there. I seen Robbie, but Adam Jones, man. That was cool, you know. But my boy Keenan came in town, a classmate from Maryville. He treated me and another classmate of ours, Greg, to the game last night. So
that's pretty
nice.
And did Rob get to you and telling you to make up these stories about, he gave you tickets, man. I done seen the damn things. I know Rob sent you tickets.
Not to that game yesterday, man. But he pulled some strings for this weekend in Chicago, though, man.
That's awesome.
I'm supposed to say nothing.
Maybe that's what I saw then.
Yeah. Yeah, you saw those. But you bring it up too about Brandon Young, Rob. This guy, if he can work on some things, man, I think he can be, you know, probably in this rotation next year, depending, you know, on who we sign.
Yeah, but, I don't like, you know, if all goes well, Rob and I were talking about this. Mm-hmm. If all goes well and you're, let's say you're bringing back Kramer, Kyle Bradish is back, Trevor Rogers is back.
Yeah, ain't no replace for Young.
We don't know where Grayson Rodriguez is, and I got news for you. They're making a move for another starting pitcher.
Yeah, they are.
But somebody else is coming in.
If put it this way, Rashawn, in theory, I agree with you about Brandon Young, but if the things happen that are supposed to happen, it's not going to be any room for Brandon Young. But in theory, I agree with you. He's intriguing enough for me to wonder if he is the fifth guy in the rotation, I'm okay with that.
See, but here, like, what I think happens is you get your five starters, right? So we talked about those guys. If BY or Cade Povich is right there as your sixth, seventh starters, or even Chase McDermott at that point, then that's your as I always say, my Tommy Boy thing. That's the meat lovers in the trunk. You got those guys waiting there in case the Grayson thing blows up.
Well,
so I think it's
got to have insurance for Grayson.
Yeah.
Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. We got Rashawn and Trippy. What's up, Trippy?
You're in the same car.
Man, go ahead, man. Y'all sound all excited. I thought the Orioles was back in first place, man. Go ahead, bro. Hey, I ain't never hear wrong sound. This is Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I'm happy about the runs, but the thing is, why the hell we ain't do that in the playoffs last year?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I understand injuries, man, but next man up, man. Like,
there's no next man. Stop it. Trippy, stop, man. You play sports. Was the guy that backed you up as good as you?
Huh?
I said, you played sports. Was your backup as good as you were?
No.
Okay, then. So that's the next man up. He can't do what you did. If he does what you did, then he would be starting.
That's not fair, though. If you talked about Trippy and being the kicker on his football team, they didn't need to carry another kicker. He was so good, he knocked everything through.
That next man up is so Disney movie cliche-ish. That next guy, all right, Lamar gets hurt, next guy up. Hold that on. Next guy behind him is not as good.
Harbaugh's been here too long because that's been preached here for years.
Yeah, next man up. That's so false. Next man up. He ain't that good. That's simple. He's trying, but he's not as good. All right, so next, I love Dylan Carlson, but he's the next man up. Yeah. You know, that's not the guy you want.
Woof.
410-583-1057. World Stupid at 6:45, but on the other side, O's Tracer, Anthony Dominguez to the Jays. What kind of reaction did it get from the teammate? What kind of reaction did it get from you on the trade? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. World of Stupid at 6:45, but right now, Sir Anthony Dominguez to the Jays with a little over 36 hours, around 36 hours until the deadline. How many more moves, Jeremy, do you think the Orioles have in them?
At least four.
Let me see. What time is it now?
So
6:30.
Here, while you're doing that in your head, I'll sit here and I'll look at Morton, I think, is gone. I think Eflin's gone. O'Hearn, Mullins. And if Rob, if they are in on trading for a pitcher that has controllable years, then you have to look at some of the minor leaguers.
Beavers,
and you have to look at Mayo as a possibility of being traded.
Remember I said to you about a week or so ago that Mayo or Kerstad are leaving. You said Kerstad is shut down because of exhaustion.
Yeah.
One of those guys, in my opinion, is leaving. They're going to get packaged. I mean, and if you're telling me you're going to have the Gore or someone like that, Alcantara right now may be the cheapest one to get because of where he is now.
I'm only giving Mayo up if it's a deal for Joe Ryan or Mackenzie Gore.
That's me too.
Like,
Mayo's starting to come around.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to give Mayo up.
I don't either.
I would rather find some
other
package.
You want to hold the Mayo?
Yeah, I want to hold the Mayo. Damn Jersey Mike, you pissed me off yesterday. I said no Mayo, and you put Mayo all over the thing, and I couldn't even eat it.
You're not a Mayo guy?
I hate Mayo.
So what do you put on to lube it up?
I don't need to lube it up. I'm self-lubing.
We know.
Joe,
I gotta put
did
a
Joe
little,
go to isolate that? Is that what you just jumped over to do?
I got to put at least a little oil and vinegar, Italian dressing or something on it.
It doesn't, like if you're eating a cheesesteak, if it's dry, then you cook the damn thing wrong, in my opinion. You know, like
no, I gotta lube it up a little bit, man.
No. If you put fried onions in there and whatever else you want to put on it.
And peppers.
Yeah. Same thing that like.
Yeah, a little lube.
If I'm doing an Italian cold cut, yeah, I want oil and vinegar on it, but I'm okay even if I don't have it.
No.
I don't want mayo. I don't need it.
You don't like mayo, huh? But nope. You just don't want them to get traded.
Yeah, I don't want them to get traded either.
What do you think about the Sir Anthony Dominguez trade?
I mean, it makes sense. Like, you know, you got expiring contracts. You made a move for the Phillies bullpen last year, and then you end up trading away the two pieces you got to get more prospects back. I think the way that you kept
Flip
this
em.
Thing rolling was perfect. People kill Mike Elias for a lot of things. At least give him credit when he does something right, for crying out loud. Because there's people out there that don't, no matter what he does, it's the wrong move.
I haven't heard any of the baseball people criticize this move.
No, everybody has been saying the Orioles literally flipped three players and got back Slater DeBrun, a first-round pick. You get back the guy that becomes your eighth best prospect now, the third-round pick that you got back from the Blue Jays from last year. So
and you got a draft pick, a solid draft pick.
Well, no, Slater DeBrun was the draft pick, and then you got the other the two players in the other deal with the Mets, one of which they think has a high ceiling, Arocena or whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. I don't have it in front of me, so forgive me. But they're all, when you look at the guys, all three of those guys are now in your top 15 prospects.
410-583-1057, but they trade horrible. They do horrible trades.
They don't do anything right.
Eli Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I don't really care about trading Dominguez. I mean, he just walked across the field. It was funny. I thought that was really funny. If they trade Mullins, though, I'm gonna be heartbroken, to be honest with y'all.
Why?
Like,
they're not gonna resign him.
I know, but I just hope they keep him. I mean,
That's like, your heart talking, right? Like, you just like the player.
Center field, Kowser, and then who's going to play left and right? Like, I mean, O'Neill, like...
Eli, in the last 2 weeks, Cedric Mullins made two great outfield plays. Am I right? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, also in the last 2 weeks, two balls have dropped in front of him that he should have had, and about seven runners have advanced bases because he can't throw.
I don't care what you say.
I'm going to say, no, that's facts. That's facts, man. Right,
that's where I agree with him. I don't care what Rob says either.
That's facts, man. I mean, I agree with Jeremy in this. That's your heart talking.
Yeah, head.
That's your heart talking, man.
You got to separate head and heart, and it sucks when you're a fan. Because, like, again, Cedric Mullins has done nothing to make you dislike him or even want to
I love
him,
but I'm just being real. If you talk about re-signing people... Dude, two innings before he made the great catch over the weekend, there was a ball that landed right in front of him that he should have caught. He had a bad break on the ball.
And you'd have to go back and look at some of the advanced metrics to see how many extra bases were taken on his arm. And again, he's still one of the best defensive center fielders you're ever going to see. He makes plays out there that are so incredible. He's a very streaky hitter. You have a younger player waiting in the minor leagues that's supposed to take over for him. You got a guy in Kowser that's very capable of playing center field.
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. I don't know, man. We still got these trades that we're probably going to make, but I don't really see us, and what we're going to get in return. I think it's sort of like we're gutting the team a little bit.
How? You're getting rid of expiring contracts.
What is Sir Anthony? How does Sir Anthony Dominguez, Brian Baker, and who's the third one?
The third one was Soto.
Soto. Gutting the team?
No, I'm saying if we end up trading O'Hearn and
expiring contract. Yeah. There's no guarantee they come back in the offseason. And there's no guarantee that you want them. So you're getting something for them now, which makes total sense. And your core is still here of Westberg, Holiday, Gunner, Adley, Kowser. And I know Kowser's got to improve. And you got minor leaguers that are coming up, too.
I'm going to say it again because Mike, you still there?
Still here.
Because we speak we speak with the hardest fans, and we don't speak with really knowing what's going on. O'Hearn, his first month, .292, on base percentage .378, OPS .920. His second month, .365, on base percentage .450, OPS .992. Then after that, June, he batted .205, on base percentage under .300. OPS 609. Now, this month, .240. His slugging is .371, which isn't that good. And his OPS is .722. If I'm not right, that's under average, below average. So he started off on fire. But the last 2 months, it's been like the guy that Jeremy said from the beginning needs to just face right-handed hitters and play in situations.
If you put him in the right possible situation to succeed, he's a great player. But if you expose him and let him play against lefties the way he has been, you get to see how it gets caught up.
So I'm going to ask you again, Mike, what about trading O'Hearn as gutting the team? To me, gutting a team is if you trade Gunner, if you trade Jackson Holiday, if you trade Kyle Bradish, if you trade Jordan Westberg, that's gutting the team. These guys are people that they'll probably replace it next year anyway. They're just getting some minor league pieces for them.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, did you meet my cousin yesterday, Haywood Highsmith?
I don't know.
Love the first pitch.
Wow. No, I didn't meet. I didn't work yesterday. I was at the game. I didn't work.
Which game did he do it? The first or second?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Was it the first or second
Jeremy,
game?
What was that Japanese pitcher? Water used to say, too hot.
No, that was Koji.
That's Koji Uehara, yeah.
Too hot.
Yeah, I didn't work yesterday.
Yeah.
I went to the cigar spot last night. Guys were like, why you don't work today? I said, you know, I don't work all of them. You know?
Hold on. Would you say you don't work all of them?
I don't work on.
What are you doing after this weekend? You're working all them damn games, so shut up. You're working all those games, Rob.
Isaiah Likely goes down with an ankle injury. We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock, but on the other side is the World of Stupid.
Yeah, I got some fun things for you here in the World of Stupid. We get into a small town that has an interesting law that I want to bring up to you. It's illegal to die. I want to see what the punishment is. We're also going to talk about the over-under. I thought this was excellent from Bleacher Report. How many different toilets do you think you've taken a poop on in your lifetime?
Ooh.
The over-under is 415 and a half. Don't answer it yet. And we talk about a pastor who allegedly scammed his flock with cryptocurrency because you're not going to believe this. God told him to do it. That's in the World of Stupid next here on The Fan. All right. I'm going to call a quick Omaha. We'll get to the World of Stupid stories, but Mike had to tweet at Rob and I saying, do you guys want prospects or do you want championships? I didn't know you had to choose. That's great. He's amazing at building a farm system, but farms don't win championships. Elias has zero. Let me say that again, zero playoff wins. I didn't see him pitch any of those games, so I don't know where you're coming up with your numbers. But let me just say this. Farm systems don't win championships? Which team? Pick a team. You want to go to the Astros? Hey, how about Altuve? How about Carlos Correa? Hey, they got Yordan Alvarez. Hey, Kyle Tucker's here. Hey, look at this. We drafted Hunter Brown. What do you think? And then, oh, by the way, when they got Verlander, what did they trade to get Verlander? Pieces from the farm system, jackass.
And what about the Yankees dynasty of the 90s? Derek Jeter, Jorge Posado, they had Bernie Williams. They got some picks. I mean, some free agents along the way. But who was the core? Andy Pettit. The core was the come from the farm system. Listen, I want both, man. And I would hate for the people who work with Mike Elias say, hey, Mike, man, we got these expiring contracts. What do you want to do? And Mike Elias' response was, I don't know, man. I don't have any playoff wins.
Yeah.
That has nothing. What he's doing now has nothing to do with what happened in 23 and 24.
It's like when people say, you traded Kyle Stowers and they signed Tyler O'Neill. Why would you do that? The two don't coincide with one another. I mean, it's just a stupid statement. And just because you have an opinion doesn't make it right unless it's backed up by facts. You want a factual thing? Here you go. Mike Elias came in and got into a rebuild. You don't go to the playoffs in the rebuild. They came out of it early. He went to two playoffs. The team, you know, this team that he built went to two playoffs, and they had this year that absolutely sucked. And, oh, he's broke. Get rid of him. You know, we don't need him. And it's just the dumbest things. If you're not even seeing the stuff he's been doing behind the scenes, the fact that we're in the international market, the fact that we have guys that they've been signing down in the Dominican that'll be ready at some point, the fact that he's made these trades for minor leaguers, why wouldn't you trade for minor leaguers? What does it matter about winning right now this year if you're out of it? They're 8 games out of the playoff picture. I mean, be serious. Dumb, man. I'm tired. Go back to your shanties. Thank God Happy Gilmore 2 came out. Yeah. All right, let's start off with this. A pastor who allegedly scammed his flock with cryptocurrency because God told him to do it has officially been indicted on 40 counts of theft, security fraud, and racketeering. I hope the judge said, yeah, what's that, Lord? Yeah, he told me to sentence you to all this. This is the big problem that people like myself have with religion is these guys give bad names to all the people that are trying to do good. And this
I'm glad you said that.
Disgusting.
Because some people make it seem like all religion is bad. No, it's not. Like everything. Is law enforcement bad? No, but you have bad people in there. Is medicine bad? No, but you have bad people in there. That's just everything in life has bad people to try to get over.
Yeah. The government. Yeah. You know, school systems. Yeah. Police force. Yeah. You can go anywhere. There's bad people everywhere. The problem is, like, when you see a situation like this and you're bilking people out of money and they're claiming to be, these are the worst people in the world, in my opinion. The ones that are these false prophets, if you will, if I can use that term. Oh, I'm talking to God, and guess what? How about the preacher that tried to lock everybody in until everybody donated upwards of $20,000 that
Bobby
he needed?
Sapp.
You scumbag. I mean, all these people. And these guys, throw the book at both of them. 40 counts of theft. Garbage. All right, let's get
we should do that for our next contract negotiation.
Yeah.
I'm locking you in.
All right, let me throw this question at you before I get to my last story. Do you think you've pooped in more than 415 and a half toilets in your lifetime? Now, I will say this. If you are not a public pooper, I don't think you can hit that number. You have to be a public pooper.
Correct.
And look, and what I'm saying by that is not, oh my God, it's an emergency, I have to go, because we've all been there. Oh my God, hey, I think I got to go to the bathroom and I don't feel like waiting until I get home. I'm just going to go use it out here in public, which a lot of people do. But you also have a lot of people like the kid in American Pie. Crap break. I can't say the other word. S break. What do you think, Rob? Have you pooped in over 415 and a half toilets?
Yeah, easily. Easily.
I think it's a really good number.
Yeah.
Like when you start thinking about it, you're going.
Let me see. Let me do some math here.
I don't.
365 days a year.
How many different toilets?
I've lived over 19,000 days. I take one every day.
Yeah, but are you using the same toilet?
I'm trying to think. How many toilets you say again?
415 and a half.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
400. Let's go four divided by 416.
Joe, are you on the under in this one? Or are you? Come on, tell us about your bowel movements. Are you on the under or the over in the 415 and a half toilets?
Under.
Yeah, I think I'm in the under too, but I think
a different toilet every 47 days of my life. Yeah. I'm proud.
You do take a lot of.
Yeah, when I got to go, I got
to
go.
Yeah, you're not one of those people. Because, like, again, I like to poop alone. So I'm quiet like a church mouse when somebody walks
in.
If
they don't have seat covers, you rip that toilet paper up and create your own.
All right. Let me get to this last story. This is one of my favorites. In this small Spanish town, due to an overcrowded cemetery, it is illegal to die. Let me say that again. In this small Spanish town, it's illegal to die. This reminds
who gets charged?
This reminds me of when Ali G said, do you think we should have harsher penalties on suicide bombers, like life in jail? All right, think about that for a second. I'm going to let it sink in. Suicide bombers getting life in jail. This is this is like, if you die, you're going to get in trouble. How? What are you going to do, drag me through the streets? I ain't going to feel it. the hell is it? He said, we're too overcrowded in the cemetery. You guys can't die until we get a plot of land where we can bury more people. Does the family get charged with something?
That's what I'm saying. Who gets charged with this?
It is hereby forbidden to die in Langeron.
Hereby.
Yeah.
Got to go with the hereby.
I'm just a mayor. Above me, there is a God who is ultimately the one who runs things. Rubio, who's the mayor of this town, said everyone has taken the edict with a sense of humor and a strong desire to comply with it. It's unclear whether the town ever got its expanded cemetery, but this has been going on for 26 years. So for 26 years in this town, it was illegal to die.
A lot of people breaking the law.
Dead people locked up. Were they dragging people with handcuffs?
Can you imagine, instead of having the obituary section where people die, go to the police blotter?
That's your world of stupid. So dumb.
410-583-1057 is the number. Clubhouse Connection with me at 745. But on the other side, Isaiah likely goes down with an ankle injury the same day that reports surface about a contract extension. Man, that's called bad luck, folks. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.